Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John is engineering the broadcast. And I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor. Now, many of you know that there are about 200 of us here at USAPrepares.com. And we're experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, physicists, authors, farmers, and inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. Your newest instructor, Ben Fuchs. Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist and broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications Network, The Bright Side. And you can listen to Ben Fuchs 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time. Welcome, Ben Fuchs.
Hey, what's up, Vincent? It's an honor to be an instructor.
Well, yeah, it's great. You know, you are part of the faculty here, and when you come to the Get Prepared Expo, you're going to get a chance to see some of the faculty. It's just absolutely as brilliant as can be, like Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Dr. Norman Shealy, and there's so many others. And you know what's really interesting about this faculty? There's a kind of a thread that ties us all together. None of us is a follower. Each one of us is an independent thinker. We just don't take direction very well. You know, seriously.
When you talk about instructing, and I never thought of myself as an instructor. Instructor is somebody. But when I think about it, I guess I am an instructor in the sense that I help people put things together, like structure. To instruct comes from the word to put together, right?
Instruct, right.
To make things put together. And to me, the most essential and vital tool for putting things together is the ability to critically think. To think critically, and that is singularly what we as a culture and we as a society in this country and perhaps even around the world has been filtered out of us, the ability to think critically. We've gone from critical thinkers into non-critical obeyers. We simply obey. We simply listen. Even if we don't think we are, we're virally infected by mental viruses, by memes, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. These belief systems that bypass the critical mind. And this is how hypnosis works, by the way. They bypass our ability to critically think, and they hit us in this visceral emotional survival place that's even more fundamental to our existence than critical thinking. Critical thinking is already higher development. It already involves some evolution. More basic is our reptilian brain, our survival brain. And those who want to manipulate and those who want to exploit and those who want to take advantage of our energies and our humanity as a resource have figured out how to bypass our ability to critically think by shrinking it down, by dumbing it down, by making it almost vestigial, by making it almost an unnecessary part of operation, hitting us right where the most powerful effects come from, and that's in our reptilian brain and our survival brain. So when I instruct, I don't instruct about nutrition, I don't instruct about chemistry, I don't instruct about nutrition, about supplements and food and diet, etc. As much as we talk about that, I instruct on how to critically think, on how we can actually take information and process it for our best use, so we can use it for ourselves, not so we could, rather than be exploited and taken advantage of.
Ben, as you were saying this, I'm kind of smiling behind this microphone here, and I was thinking about my fourth grade report card. I still have my report cards, you know, from elementary school, and there's a line in there that says, Vincent doesn't take direction well. And I have a feeling that your report card said the same thing.
Yes, it does. Doesn't comply with authority. You know, there's actually a new disease. You know, have you ever heard of the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that psychiatrists use to make up diseases? Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah. Yeah.
So every 5 years, 4 or 5 years, there's a new DSM that comes out, and there's new diagnoses based on whatever is the latest buzzwords or the latest problems in the society. And so this year, or last year, I think the new DSM, the most recent DSM came out, and there were diagnoses, and I don't say diseases. People confuse diagnoses for diseases, but there was diagnoses in there like compulsive shopping disorder and, you know, obsessive internet disorder and ridiculous things like that you can be drugged for, and you can have your insurance company pay for your visits, etc. Well, one of the new diseases or diagnoses is called oppositional defiance disorder, and it's defined as non-compliance to authority. And I thought that was kind of telling, because I know a lot of my friends, including myself and you probably, we can now get medicated. We can now go to the doctor. We can take days off. We can be on disability because we have oppositional defiance disorder, and your psychiatrist can diagnose it and give you Ritalin and you know, medication for it. You can maybe even have a lobotomy or surgery and have your insurance company pay for your oppositional defiance disorder.
Well, I've got to tell you, it literally defines the entire faculty of this radio broadcast.
Yeah, because we don't buy the baloney. You know, I start off all my talks by, not all my talks, but sometimes I'll start my talks off and I go, if I feel like the audience is appropriate, I'll say, you know what, I'm a hippie. And you guys, and I find that the people who follow and like to come to my talks and listen to my show and follow me around tend to be hippies. And a hippie isn't somebody who just goes to Grateful Dead concerts and, you know, does drugs and drives around in a VW van. Has long hair. A hippie is somebody who just doesn't buy the baloney, doesn't buy the party line, isn't just going to do something because they're told to do something. And I find that my listeners, and probably your listeners, and a lot of the GCN listeners, in fact, are people like that. They're just not buying the just because somebody tells you something, just because somebody wears a white coat, just because somebody pretends to be or purports to be some authority figure, mm-hmm. That's not enough of a reason for me to listen to what they have to say. I want to run it through my critical thinking. I want to run it through my brain and my mind and see if it makes sense, and then I want to test it and see if it works for me, and then I'll believe it. And I think this healthy skepticism, which is actually part of the scientific process, this is what all scientists have to have, this healthy skepticism is critical for having an effective life. We have to question what we're told, and I'm fortunate, and probably, I think you and I are probably approaching the same age or close to the same age, and I can't speak for you, but I could tell you in my life, I grew up in the Watergate era. You know, that's when I cut my teeth. I'm 54 years old, so I was following politics when I was 12 and 13 years old, you know, kind of reading. I had a subscription to Newsweek, and I watched the Watergate hearings. And I remember the first thing I thought of, or my first impression about, quote, the system, unquote, was the idea that they lie, they're dishonest, they're not interested in us. You can't believe Nixon or Agnew or the senators. You can't believe them just because they're in office. Now, this is a sea change that happened in the 70s, Vincent. You know, before the 70s, maybe even like around the late 60s, early 70s, the government was God. You know, if they said that America was the greatest, America was the greatest. If they said we needed to go to war, we went to war. Nobody questioned Roosevelt. Nobody questioned Truman. Nobody questioned Eisenhower. Nobody questioned the senators in the 40s and the 50s and the 30s. You know, there's now these retrospective historical things on TV for World War I. I don't know if you've been watching these things or if you watch TV, but World War I is in the news. And I love history, and I'm watching the people going to battle in World War I. This is when Uncle Sam Wants You. Remember that poster, Uncle? That's when that started. That's when the mass manipulation of the masses, mass psychological techniques kicked in, when we started to understand the unconscious with Sigmund Freud, and then we started to understand how to manipulate mass unconsciousness with Edward Bernays, who was Sigmund Freud's cousin or nephew. And in the early part of the 20th century, we started to be able to understand how to manipulate large masses of people. And I'm watching these guys on these citizens on TV, and they are lining up to sign up, and nobody had to compel them. They're just lining up to sign up for the draft in World War I. And then on this TV historical, in this documentary, they show where these soldiers are going. And they're going to Europe, and they're getting gassed, and they're living in trenches, and they're... For what? What are they fighting for? They don't know who they're fighting, who they're shooting, what the heck's going on. But these people didn't question. They had no... It never entered into their mind that their government was run by the federal bankers, and there was a Federal Reserve interest in maintaining a state of war, and everybody was making money off their bodies, and these people were just basically cannon fodder and grist for the financial mill. It never dawned on them in the 1910, early part of the 20th century, the 1920s, all the way through the 40s and 50s and 60s, even up until the 70s. But when I grew up in the 70s, all of a sudden I'm hearing Richard Nixon and Creep. Remember Creep, the committee to reelect the president, and you know, all the plumbers, what they call the plumbers, and the CIA. And it dawned on me, you know, we got to think for ourselves here. We can't just believe what we're told. And so I went to college that way, and I entered the world of pharmacy that way, always in the back of my mind thinking that the status quo, the system, if you will, we used to call it the establishment. I don't think they call it the establishment anymore. Doesn't have the people's interest in mind. It's only there, like all systems, by the way. This is how systems operate. Systems operate to keep themselves in power, to maintain their own survival. And there's this inherent juxtaposition, this tension, dynamic tension between the people and the government, between us and them. And this is unfortunate, and I don't believe it's inevitable. I don't believe it has to be that way. We can truly have a government of the people, by the people, for the people. But make no mistake about it. A government of the people, by the people, and for the people is as mythological as a unicorn. It doesn't exist as of now. It can exist, and I hope it exists, but it doesn't exist now. And my mission in life is, number one, like you, to help expose that scam, and number two, to provide people with tools to be able to override that scam, to be able to have an effective and powerful and self-actualized life despite an establishment that is set up against them.
And Ben, you know, as you were saying so much so quickly, I was thinking about something that we've said on this broadcast, and that is that you should, if you have a child in school, you should run for the school board office. And if you're running for the school board office and you win, and you're fortunate enough to win, then what you can do is you can ban the military from coming to recruit your children to be cannon fodder for old men's wars.
Yeah. Can we do that, though? I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I literally was furious with our little school system here in the little county I live in. I live in a town of 100 people.
Wow.
And when we come back, I'll tell you what I did when I ran for school board office. It was really simple, and I was literally furious, and my goal was to fire the superintendent and to restructure the school system. And I'll tell you how I plan to do it when we come back.
Cool.
Ben Fuchs is with us, and we're going to talk about drugs and pharmacy, and we'll take your calls if you've got some. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Ben Fuchs is with us, and his broadcast is called The Bright Side right here on Genesis Communications Network. He's a registered pharmacist. Ben, several years ago, one of our boys, our son, wanted to try public school. He had been homeschooled all of his life. So he wanted to try being a freshman in high school when we moved to Missouri. So this was a small high school, and you know, we looked at the high school and we thought, okay, well, we'll let him try it. And he was in one of his classes. It was an agriculture class where the students were learning about farming and farm animals and so forth. And what I noticed was he didn't have any homework. So I went to the teacher and I said, you know, our son doesn't have any homework. And he said, yeah, well, we don't have enough books. And I said, you don't have enough books, so you can't assign homework? He said, well, it wouldn't be fair because we only have 6 books. And because of that, or 12 books, some students would take the books home and some wouldn't. And, you know, I just can't assign homework. I thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Now, at the same time, I was asked to be on the the drug testing committee. They thought I would be a rubber stamp for them because I was out of town. I would just agree. And then at the same time, they weren't able to get their computers working. So I volunteered to help with fixing their computers. And what I found out was very simple. They had about one computer for every three students. And the internet wasn't set up properly. So the response time, you'd click, to search on the internet. And about 3 minutes later, you'd get a response. I mean, literally 3 minutes later, they had a bottleneck. And I just pointed that out within a couple of minutes. But the problem that I saw was there was no real leadership at this school. And it really angered me that the students weren't getting homework. And I said to my son, you're getting dumber by the second. We got to get you out of there. And he thought, well, you know, it's kind of a neat school, and he'd never been there before, so been to high school before, so he thought, you know, this is the way it is. Well, I decided to run for school board office, and I put an ad in the newspaper, you know, the one newspaper that we have in our county, and I said, fire the entire school board, one director at a time. Consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. And
that was your campaign slogan?
Yeah.
That's great.
It really was, because I was against the drug testing. Because I said to the superintendent, do we have a drug problem? Well, and they wouldn't give me an answer. I said, so if we don't know if we have a drug problem, why are we going to take students' DNA? And by the way, these students are under 18. Now, if they want, they can have their parents there. And as a matter of fact, if you guys are going to push this thing through, you better call me before you try to take a sample of my son's urine, because I don't know what you're going to do with it. I don't know where this sample's going. Where is the sample going? And what if they're false positives? And what if some child who is on a medication tests positively, falsely, that child will be branded forever as being a druggie.
Right.
By the teachers. Because the teachers have, you know, the teacher's lounge and they talk. Did you hear about Susie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? And it'll have meaning to them. It'll have some kind of, it'll mean something to them. She's less
right.
than. She's so somehow not as capable, or she somehow has problems and she'll be treated as such.
Correct. And I was absolutely positively against this. Now, I was brand new here. I was not behind the microphone. I was just some guy that nobody knew because I was from out of town. And I didn't get enough votes to win. But I happened to be talking to a representative in the state legislature in Missouri. They heard about this. They they heard about this guy who put this ad in the paper. So evidently, you know, it travels far and wide when you do things like that. So I'm advocating to all of our class, all of you who are in class today, that you consider running for school board office positions, director positions, so that you can shape the education. And don't just go along to get along, okay? Ask questions and start saying no. And the reason that I mention these computers is you were talking about we have lost the ability to be creative and think. And you know, we have lost the ability to estimate. If you talk to a young person, you say, how far is it to, and name two places between this place and that place that person knows?
Yeah.
It's impossible for them to estimate.
How about numbers? How about trillions and millions and billions? We've lost the ability to assess what a trillion is or a billion. That's why we accept these ridiculous economic numbers and spending costs, spending numbers and how much we're spending in terms of our economy. You know, trillions here and billions there. What's a billion between friends, right? Throw another billion on it, Vincent. Whatever. Throw a billion for your friends.
We'll be right back.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods. And receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods.
foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils. files, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I was talking with Aaron Dakins last night, a fellow broadcaster right here on Genesis Communications Network, the Truth Traveler from 10 to midnight Central Time, Monday through Friday, and we were talking about how freeze-dried foods are poised to go up in price. I suggest that if you are interested in having freeze-dried foods, that you consider getting them before the end of the year. I'm serious. And why do I know that this is true? Because as a farmer, we sold some cows several weeks ago. The highest prices I have ever seen. Literally. 50% higher than they were 2 years ago. I was absolutely shocked at what cows are bringing right now. Unbelievable. So that's going to translate into the higher food price, especially into the meats. And if you think I'm kidding, just go to the supermarket and see how much a pound of ground beef is, or a roast, or a steak. Now, that's gonna translate into higher prices into the freeze-dried market as well. So if you're interested, I want you to call the freeze-dried guy. He's a friend. He's an instructor here at USAPrepares.com. This is not a commercial. This is an alert. 866-404-3663. I suggest you give him a call. If you're interested in freeze-dried long-term storage foods. Okay? Ben, I was thinking about generics. Are generics different, generic drugs different from the original formulation? Or is it just that the patent has expired?
Different, although you never really know because generic companies they don't have the same resources that the big drug companies have, so you never really know if people are cutting corners. But theoretically, they're tested and they're supposed to be equivalent. Personally, I would always stick with the brand if it was me. I don't use drugs, but if it was me purchasing prescription drug, I would stick with the brand. Although legally, the generics have to be equivalent. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, I was just wondering if they said, well, shoot, you know, this is a really expensive component, but we only use like 0.1%, so let's just leave it out.
Obviously, we live in, you know, that's really what you're asking is kind of sort of funny, but it's actually a serious question. We live in a culture that has, from a philosophical standpoint, is built on adversarial relationships. And the theory being, and this is based on Adam Smith and capitalism and going back to the 18th and 17th century, the theory being that when you pit these adversarial interests against each other, somehow the consumer or the person who is interacting with these adversarial relationships is going to somehow benefit. So you have these adversarial relationships between suppliers and consumers and employers and employees and governments and citizens and police and regular folks. And there's all of these places where us is pitted against them. And so in our economic system, which is the capitalist system, you have consumers pitted against the people who are providing the products. And because there's this adversarial relationship where the people providing the products are trying to get theirs and the consumers are trying to get theirs, you never really know if a corner is being cut or if everything is just exactly as it says it is on the label. Now, with brand names, you've got big companies with lots and lots of resources, and they tend to have more of an interest in maintaining a quality product so they can keep their consumers. With smaller companies, you don't perhaps, and I'm saying possible, it's possible you don't have those same kind of interests. So when it comes to drugs like pain pills, perhaps, or drugs that work as a sledgehammer on the biochemistry of the body, and most drugs do work like a sledgehammer on the biochemistry of the body, it's not as significant as perhaps as a more subtle drug that has a more fine-tuned effect where every 0.0001 microgram or nanogram is going to have an impact. With pain pills, it's not, and other types of medicine that have these huge gross effects on the biochemistry of the body, it's not as significant as perhaps a drug like chemotherapy where every for cancer, where every nanogram is going to have an impact, or every less nanogram, or if there's a nanogram missing, it's going to have a big impact. Personally, if it was a serious drug that had where the subtlety or the nuance of the effects were important, I would be sticking with the brands. If it was a more gross type of drug where the effects are more broad, like a pain pill, it's probably not as important.
Okay. Ben, I have a meetup every Monday night in Springfield, Missouri with our class. And so from various states around Springfield, Missouri, our class members will show up and we'll have dinner together. And we're going to have one on Monday. And on Monday, the meetup will have two seminars. One is going to be part two of court, what to do in court, what to say and what not to say, and right. How to avoid going into court. And then we're going to talk about Vietnam. We're going to talk about the horrors of war. Now, we have a lot of people that come, and we fill up this restaurant. It's called Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. And by the way, if you're interested and you're in town, class 4:45 to 8 p.m. this Monday coming up. Okay, that's the seminar. It's free, and you can have dinner with us if you'd like. Well, I get to do a monologue for about 30 minutes at the front end of every meetup. And one or two weeks ago, I said to the meetup group, are any of you tired? Do you feel more tired than usual? Do you have more trouble starting? More trouble staying with the project? More trouble finishing the project? Do you find that there are barriers to starting the project that before, a couple years ago, were not really barriers? You'd look at a project and you go, wow, I've got these three prerequisites. I've got to do this. I have to move these three things out of the way. Boy, they're heavy. Then I have to adjust this, and then I can start on the project. Oh, then I have to get the tools and the extension cord. And forget it. I'm just not going to do it. It's too much. Too much hassle. And I said, is that happening? Is that happening to anyone in here? And just about every single hand went up that we're more tired, we have less energy, less starting power, less stick-to-itiveness, and less ability to finish the projects. Over the last couple of years, this has crept up on us. Ben, are you seeing that in people that you meet too? And if so, what is it?
SMEP. S-M-E-P, SMEP. I always say this when I do my talks, SMEP, because I'm a pharmacist and because I talk about nutrition and I talk about the diet, mm-hmm. I tend to attract a crowd, sometimes I'll attract a crowd that wants to focus, obviously, on nutrition and the diet mm-hmm. and supplements and pills mm-hmm. and how they can take care of themselves physically. But SMEP, S-M-E-P, implies that it's much more than just being physically fit and physically healthy if we want to be active, if we want to be effective in our lives. SMEP stands for spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. And these are the four dimensions of health, or the four dimensions of wellness, or the four dimensions of disease, if you want to look at it that way, and the four dimensions of fatigue, if you want to look at it that way. When we have spiritual effects, they show up physically. When we have mental effects, they show up physically. When we have emotional effects, they show up physically. And this is not Boulder, Colorado, airy-fairy, hippie talk. This is hardcore science. Every time you think a thought, hormones are created in the body for better or worse. Every time you feel a feeling, hormones are created for better or worse. Our sense of spirituality, our sense of connection to a higher power, whatever that is, in the non-denominational fashion, also shows up on the physical body as well. So what I think you're seeing, and I know what you're talking about, is a sense of spiritual frustration, a sense of disconnection from the universe, a sense of disconnection from God, a sense of disconnection from each other, a sense of disconnection. And when we feel disconnected and we feel alone, it's a lot harder to run the world, effectively in the world. We depend on each other because we really are truly connected. When we have crappy mental thoughts, imply fear and imply survival and imply a sense that we have to actually push everything away in order to get by in the world. That's a lot of work. The same thing when we have crappy feelings of jealousy, feelings of rage, feelings of fear, feelings of anger. All of these cost us resources, which can ultimately show up as fatigue. These resources are used for energy. If we're spending our resources on survival, we're not going to have enough resources to feel good, enough resources to fight disease, enough resources to get through our lives. exercise, and that's what fatigue really is, when we don't have the energy resources. Likewise, physically, we're subsisting, we're eating on food in the year 2014 that didn't exist in the year 1814. In the last 200 years, we've created an entire food supply that didn't exist 200 years ago, yet our bodies are 500,000 years old. In the last 200 years, which represents a blip to the human body, in terms of its evolution, we've created an entirely different way of subsisting. So we're eating foods that don't feed us. We're eating foods that don't fuel us. We're thinking thoughts that don't feed us or fuel us. We're feeling feelings that don't feed us and fuel us. And we feel spiritually disconnected. We're not plugged in to the force, the universe. You know, the universe is nothing if it's not pure energy, Vincent. Pure energy. And I don't know how much more firmly I can say it. We live on a planet, they say, tell us we have an energy shortage. We live on a magnet. The planet is spinning around in space with an iron core generating a magnetic charge. It's pure energy. The universe is pure energy. So if we don't feel energized, if we do feel fatigued, it's because we're not sustaining ourselves correctly. We're not feeding and nourishing ourselves spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically correctly. And I agree with you. I'm noticing it more and more. We've got a healthcare system that depends on 70% of Americans suffering from what's called chronic degenerative disease, which is, by definition, disease that does not heal. Degenerative disease, in light of the fact that the body is a regenerating system, requires some kind of intentional pollution to dumb down or to turn down that regenerating biological system. And I believe we've created a political establishment, a machine, if you will, that needs us to be sick, that needs us to be frustrated, that needs us to be angry, that needs us to be fatigued, so it can swoop in and become the hero. It's the totalitarian tiptoe, as David Icke calls it, this reaction problem solution model where, oh, you're sick, oh, you're toxic, oh, you don't feel so good, well, we got a solution for you. Here's this wonderful drug, here's this wonderful new strategy, here's this wonderful new doctor who can help you. We can take care of you. So I believe that our sense of fatigue and our sense, our bodily degeneration that we're surrounded with in our friends and our family and in ourselves is really the manifestation of a system that needs us to feel this way. And it's not like it's inevitable, like I was saying earlier. We can take the ball into our own court. We can grab the bull by the horns, and we can refuse to participate. We can disengage, as you and I were talking about yesterday. We can disengage from this predatory, exploitative model that needs us fatigued, that needs us sick, by saying no, by thinking beautiful thoughts, by feeling good feelings, by connecting up with God and with each other, and by making sure we're taking care of our physical needs, by breathing correctly, drinking clean water, making sure we're supplementing, using nutritional supplements.
I am in total agreement. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about frustration. You mentioned frustration. And as we look at those around us, those organizations, those institutions, it's easy to be frustrated.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Brightside Ben's with us. Class, if you'd like to listen to Ben Fuchs, you can, right here on Genesis Communications Network. Ben, we have one of our instructors is an attorney on the East Coast, and he was operating his daughter's vehicle. And he was on the Garden State Parkway, and it's several lanes wide. And there was an operator of a car to side of him who wanted to get off the exit just ahead. The problem was our instructor was in the way with his vehicle. So there was a sideswipe, and then this guy took off. But our instructor got the license tag number of this other vehicle, sideswiped him, and left the scene of the accident. And it was reported to the police, and the police said, yeah, you know, you're right. The other guy did it. And so... our instructor contacted his insurance company, and his insurance company said, okay, we'll take care of it. Get your car repaired, and we're authorizing the use of a rental vehicle. We'll make that happen. And so all this is happening on the phone. And the car takes a while to be fixed. Next thing you know, the insurance company is saying, look, you know, we're not paying for that rental car. We'll pay for a couple days, but it took 5 weeks to fix it. We're not paying it. And by the way, there's going to be a police report of you having a stolen vehicle.
What?
And so this his instructor's thinking, wait a minute. I was just operating this vehicle. I got sideswiped. The insurance company is sticking it to me. They're not paying the repair bill for the car. I can't get my car. It's a $5,000 repair. Now they're reporting the vehicle that they authorized as a rental. They're not going to pay for that. They're issuing a stolen report. And, you know, and when the police come for a stolen vehicle, it's not like your taillight's out. They're going to show up with multiple cars. It's on the ground, on the ground, on the ground. You know, don't move.
Wow.
Tasers, SWAT team. You know, that's the kind of thing that happens, right? Well, frustration. A lot of us are really frustrated. Just try returning something to a store. Just try it. It's not pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, we are outnumbered by the system. It's horrible.
Right.
And
that's
people,
frustration. That's frustration.
Yeah. And so I was talking with this particular instructor, and he was really, really frustrated because then he had to surrender the car that he was, you know, the rental car, and then when his car was repaired, he didn't have a vehicle to go get the car with, the one that was repaired, because it was like 50 miles away.
He's a lawyer. He's an attorney.
Yeah.
Imagine a regular person with that. What would a regular person freaking out?
Okay. Well, this lawyer and I are going to expose the how much fun it is to work with Progressive Insurance, MetLife Insurance,
okay,
and Enterprise Rental Cars.
Oh,
we're going to expose
it. Oh, that Enterprise is one of the best to expose. I've been working with it for years.
We're going to have fun with that. And then I don't know if you've experienced this, but I've gotten these threatening letters from lawyers saying, hey, I used a picture on the Internet, and they're going to sue me. Have you gotten that yet?
I haven't gotten that yet, but I've been interfacing with the legal world this past year with a dishonest partner, et cetera. It's a whole ugly story, and I know what it's like to interface with the legal system. Listen, you don't want to be involved with the legal system, even if you're right, even if you're correct. The legal system is not your friend. It's nobody's friend. It splits the baby at best. It kills the baby at best. And at worst, it rewards those who have money and those who can present their case a little bit more clearly. I love the icon or the model of justice with the blindfold on, a lady justice with the blindfold on. Have you ever seen this? They're proud of the fact that lady justice can't see.
Yeah.
How ironic is that we have a justice system that can't see? And they're proud of it, no less. A blind justice system, right?
Ben, I had a computer manufacturing business when I was in Virginia about 9 years ago, 10 years ago. And we built networks, and this guy walked in. He wanted to buy a network from us. He heard of our reputation. He thought we were the company. So I said, okay, so you want to have, you know, all these PCs and network them? Yeah, no problem. We can certainly do that. And what do you do? He said, well, I'm a lawyer. I said, oh, geez. Well, I'm sorry, but we have a corporate policy that we don't sell computers to lawyers.
That's too funny.
Well, he thought I was kidding. I said, no,
you're serious.
I wasn't kidding. And I said, well, he said, why is that? And I said, well, you know, you guys you go to school to learn how to argue, right? Isn't that what you guys do?
Right.
I said, you'll never be happy. No matter what I do, you'll never be happy.
That's good.
So let's be friends right now, and you know, we'll part right now. Ben Fuchs is with us. Thank you so much for being with us today. I love it. Let's have you come back again and again.
I'd love that, Vincent.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo in March of 2015.
Keep up the good work, buddy. God bless you, my friend.
Same to you. Thanks so much. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercials. We're going to talk about disturbing trends in America with our executive protection expert, Jim Farmer.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.